And we welcome you back inside of historic Drady Gymnasium, where at halftime, Monmouth leads the preseason favorite, Manhattan Jaspers, 39-33. And we're joined right now by our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press in his normal interview spot. And while we have Josh with us, we'd like to remind you that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe for home delivery of the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. As Josh is right down press row from us, and you witnessed the same first half of basketball that Gary and I did. Sloppy to say the least, but if you're a Monmouth fan at least, those final 10 minutes, really encouraging play against one of, if not the top team in the league.
No doubt. It was ugly. It's been tightly officiated. Monmouth went down 11 early, and you kind of thought, given the opponent on the road in this building, you thought it might be an early night, but, you know, they hung tough. They're dealing with some foul trouble, but, you know, they got some buckets to go. They're shooting pretty well from the outside. And, you know, they were up as many as 8, and they're up 6 to half. This is a very surprising first half.
Yeah, we saw, and Josh, we know how good this Manhattan team is. They've got some really quality wins on their resume already in the early season. They've played some very competitive games against good teams that are doing well out of league. And for Monmouth to fall behind early, and then the way they came back was weird. They didn't shoot it well early on. They turned it over a bunch, as we've just been handed our first half statistics. They just seemed to go along with the flow of play, and really the number that stands out is defensively holding this Manhattan team to 30% shooting.
It's crazy. They're holding them, as you just said, to 30.8% shooting. George Beeman has no field goals. Michael Alvarado has no field goals. Those are their top two scorers. It's wild what's going on right now. Now, you know, the problem is Monmouth is now facing some dire foul trouble. They've got two starters with 3 fouls. They've got 4 other guys with 2 fouls. And King Rice had to go very deep into his bench there late in the first half. Khalil Brown got some time. Jalen Palm there towards the end of the first half. Christian White got in the game early. So we're going to see where this goes, but Monmouth is really facing some serious dire foul problems.
Well, both teams, 25 guys for both of these squads played in the first half. We haven't gotten our call yet. That still could potentially be coming from Coach Rice. Maybe you'll meet a little pick and roll.
I can play a little bit still.
That's true. I don't have the height. I know that. But what I don't have in height, I make up for with how slow I am. With Monmouth trailing Manhattan 39-33, joining Josh Newman here at halftime. And we'd like to remind you, today's halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco. Good food, good people, and good vibe. Now, Josh, for me to ask you this question, I think I know the answer to. The most surprising thing you saw in that first half. I know what I think you're going to say, but I want you to answer it anyway.
The most surprising thing I saw in this first half.
That you saw from the Monmouth side of things.
Andrew Nicholas went to the bench very, very early. He went to the bench at around the 18-minute mark. He didn't come back in until there was like 12 and a half or 13 minutes left. And for Nicholas, that early in the game, that was an extended stretch on the bench. He hadn't taken a shot at that point. I'm curious to know post-game what the extended absence was all about.
In this first half, Nicholas 3 of 4 at 8 points. No turnovers. That I would have gotten the exam question wrong had I guessed that. I was zeroing in on the only player to score in double figures in the first half, Max DeLeo. 13 points, 2 3-pointers, 7 of 7 from the line. And I didn't know he had the step-back triple in his versatility.
And you bring that up. I'm not surprised that he's their leading scorer right now. He's played very, very well off King Rice's bench. Is he playing a little out of his mind right now with a step-back triple? He's gotten to the line 7 times. It's like, yeah, he's playing over his head a little bit, but he's shown that he's capable of having big contributions. He's been a key cog to this team through 8.5 games so far.
Speaking with Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press, Monmouth leading Manhattan by 6 here at halftime. Josh, we saw kind of 2 different first halves. We had the first 10, second 10 minutes, which were so drastically different. Now, what do you expect potentially forecasting into the second half, knowing that both teams are in foul trouble potentially? We've already seen a lot of contributions from both teams. You've got to think, if it goes down to depth, it could potentially favor a Manhattan team that is deeper, that is more experienced, and has been through these kind of MAC wars before.
All right, well, the first thing is, with Mama's foul trouble, I'm expecting Manhattan to continue to attack the interior, go at their defenders, get to the rim, don't settle for long jumpers. And if you can continue to do that and make King Rice go deeper into his bench, that's only going to bode well for Manhattan, which, as you said, can go just as deep, if not deeper, than Monmouth can.
Monmouth leading Manhattan 39-33 here at halftime. We'd like to thank our friend Josh Newman. We always appreciate a few minutes of Josh's time. I know you're keeping track on the whole sports scene right now. A crazy day in the NFL right now, isn't it?
It's a little crazy. There's a complete whiteout in Philly. Geno Smith appears to look somewhat competent for the Jets. So that right there, it's a crazy day.
Well, Josh, we appreciate a couple of minutes. I know you'll be joining us all season. Thank you, sir, as always.
Thank you, Ed.
That's our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Read his article in tomorrow's paper, also at APP.com, and his Hawk's Nest blog on APP.com as well. Monmouth on top of Manhattan here at halftime, 39-33. We'll step back out. Welcome in our broadcast partner, Gary Kowal. He'll give you the first half stats, take you around the MAC scoreboard, and he'll do that after a 60-second timeout here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.
Here from Draddy Gymnasium, Gary Kowal here with you. At the break, Monmouth leading Manhattan 39-33. Let's run through some first half numbers. MU led in scoring by Max DeLeo, 2 of 2 from downtown, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 13 points. Andrew Nicholas has added 8. He's also knocked down a pair of 3-pointers and 6 points for Deion Jones. 5 rebounds for Jones as well as 5 turnovers in that first half, and Monmouth in a little bit of foul trouble. 3 fouls for Deion Jones, 3 fouls for Red Nicholas, but also 2 apiece as we go down the line. O'Garrow, Robinson, Brady, and Khalil Brown. So MU in a little bit of foul trouble as we enter half number 2 for Manhattan. They're led in scoring with 9 points by Tyler Wilson, 7 points from Ramel Brown, and they get 6 from Rich Williams. Nobody on Manhattan recorded more than 3 rebounds, although Brown did register 3 blocks in that first half. Manhattan shooting just 1 of 9 from downtown, while MU 50%, 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. Hawks shooting 44% from the floor. Manhattan just 30% from the field. And a big number that we talked about in the pregame, Michael Alvarado and George Beeman yet to hit a field goal between them, 0 for 5. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on as we move forward in today's contest. Monmouth will look to lock them down for the remainder of this game on the road against a top team in this conference. Let's run through some scores in the MAC for you. 6:33 left, second half. Iona up on Fairfield, 74-55. It's Kenesha 66 and Siena 41. Early second half out in Buffalo. Beginning of the second half, that score we reported earlier was actually 12 minutes left in the half of this game, not 12 seconds, thankfully, in the first half. But it's Ryder 37, Quinnipiac 32 at halftime. And St. Peter's leading Niagara by a score of 31-23, 15-27 remaining in that game. And since it is a football Sunday, we would feel it necessary to run through some NFL scores with you, as all of the games at 1 o'clock currently in the second half in some way, shape, or form. Bengals up on the Colts 21-14 midway through the third quarter. The Packers edging the Falcons out right now 22-21 early fourth. You have the Pats getting shut out by Cleveland through 2.5 quarters. It's 12-0 Browns midway through the third. The Jets putting it on the Raiders 30-17 through three. A couple more 1 o'clock games for you. Playing out in the snow down in Philadelphia, it's the Lions 14 and the Eagles 6 late third. Steelers up on the Dolphins again in the snow, 21-17, 5 minutes left in the third. The Bucks leading the Bills 24-6, and the Chiefs running away with it. In Washington, it's 38-10, Kansas City. The final 1 o'clock game right now, it's the Ravens 7 and the Vikings 6. Again, that one plagued by some snowy conditions, which we may have here momentarily, but who knows with the way the weather has been forecasted of late. But we might get some snow up here in the New York and New Jersey area. Well, just about a minute until the half starts, so we will take a 60-second break and be back with half number 2. MU looking to knock off one of the top teams in the MAC right here on the Shore Sports Network.